This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Canadian government and the Assembly of First Nations recently reached an agreement on the road to overhauling the Indigenous child welfare system. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, there are still barriers to overcome.
The agreement was signed in Ottawa by the National Chief of the AFN, Perry Bellegarde, and the Indigenous Services Minister, Mark Miller. It's seen as the next step towards implementing Bill C-92, which set national standards for Indigenous jurisdiction over child and family services, recognizing Indigenous laws and customs. The agreement is also a guide for further talks. Here's the AFN's Perry Bellegarde.
It's about improving the quality of life for our children. We know there's 40,000 children in foster care. Right across Canada. And when Bill C-92 was passed, it was about making a difference and making sure that those children were looked after, that they were able to be kept home in their families and communities surrounded by their relatives. And that's really what this is about, making a difference for the children that are in care.
Some of Canada's provinces, however, are concerned about how the agreement might impact their roles in child welfare programs. Quebec, for one, is challenging the constitutionality of the law in court. Bellegarde says talks must also take place with provincial governments to overcome one of the biggest barriers to reducing the number of Indigenous children in foster care. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
As Congress debates the next coronavirus stimulus package, one of the newest Native American members of Congress is seeking to have Indian country a priority. Katie Garceron has the story from Washington.
Last year, Deb Holland of New Mexico became one of the first two female Native Americans ever elected to Congress. She's hoping party leaders listen to their voices now. Holland says coronavirus is revealing how desperately tribes across the nation need things like broadband internet and safe, clean drinking water.
They need funding, absolutely, but they need it right away. The last time they had to wait, while the Treasury, you know, figured out the formula and all of those things. And it'd be nice if we got this rolling.
Because each reservation has specific needs, Holland says tribes should be able to spend federal dollars as they please. She says this pandemic is helping shine a light on racial disparities across America, which is especially on display in Indian country. Holland says it's disturbing that at one point, the Navajo Nation had one of the highest infection rates per capita in the U.S. because these gaps in Native healthcare have been known for decades now.
This pandemic has just laid bare all the disparities, right? I mean, that's why the communities of color have higher infection rates than other folks. They need more health care. They shouldn't live in polluted areas.
Congress is only slated to be in session for two more weeks before they take August off. So far, partisan gridlock and GOP infighting over the price tag has left the next stimulus package in limbo. For National Native News, I'm Katie Garceron.
Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter announced Monday he's preparing a brief with the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals seeking guidance on cases following the recent U.S. Supreme Court McGirt ruling affirming Muscogee Creek Reservation boundaries, which has led to tribal, state, and federal jurisdiction questions. Hunter says a flood of inmates are challenging state convictions on historic tribal lands, including lands other than the Muscogee Nation. Hunter says his office plans to challenge every appeal and ask the Court of Criminal Appeals to deny any request by inmates attempting to get released from prison. In a statement, Muscogee Creek Principal Chief David Hill said the Supreme Court decision is about fixing what was broken, not giving criminals a free pass, adding there's much to resolve and pledging to work with officials. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Vision Maker Media's first Indigenous online film festival, an online 5-week-long celebration of American Indian, Alaska Native, and worldwide Indigenous films from August 31st to October 5th at visionmakermedia.org. As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.